It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. July 15th, 1928, a message was encoded by an Enigma machine for the first time. This was a cipher machine intended to encrypt and later decrypt communications. The German forces would use it during World War II, but British codebreakers cracked the code in December of 1941. 1954, the first commercial jet transport plane built in the United States, a prototype of the Boeing 707, makes its maiden flight. 1983, in the precursor to NES, Nintendo released the family computer dubbed Famicom in Japan. The price was 14,800 yen. 1985, Verbatim introduced the prototype of an optical disk drive capable of reading, writing, and erasing data. 1994, Microsoft enters into a settlement with both the European Commission and the United States Department of Justice regarding allegations of monopolistic practices. 1997, the website of the Canadian Security Intelligence Service was hacked anonymously. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. Summertime, summertime. What to do during the summer? Well, let's go fly a drone. The Phantom 3 is now available for all your summer flying fun. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there, and it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car many years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks, by the lake, or just fly over your house a few times to see how many of the kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom. And it supports the Day in Tech History, and I thank you very much for that. Go over there, geekazine.com/DJI, then go out to the park and have some fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. In 2000, Microsoft introduced the C++ programming. In 2000, Microsoft introduced the C program. That's a C# programming language. It's an object-oriented programming language based on the C++ programming language, with notable additions of COM, Windows API, and XML support. 2002, Apple Computer released version 6 of the QuickTime Media Player, featuring MPEG-4 support, and AMD released the 1.5 GHz Athlon XPM processor, with a 256 kilobit level 2 cache. 2003, AOL Time Warner disbands Netscape Communications Corporation and establishes the Mozilla Foundation. 2006, Jack Dorsey, Noah Glass, and Evan Williams, and Biz Stone launched the social network, Twitter. The group started putting Twitter together in March of 2006. 2009, Microsoft ends support for Office 2000. The Department of the State makes a plea to Hillary Clinton to let them use Firefox over Internet Explorer. However, support costs were a good reason why it didn't happen. Also in 2009, Firefox announced a zero-day flaw with version 3.5, opening up Drive by attackers. Facebook hits a quarter billion users. Apple released iTunes 8.2.1. And Cheap Trick's newest album, The Latest, was issued on digital download for $8.99, CD for $12.99, record for $20, and 8-track cassette for $30. No regular cassette, though. 2012, NBC purchases the Microsoft side of MSNBC.com to officially split the venture. The site officially changed their logo to read NBCNews.com. And South Korean musician Psy released Gangnam Style, a popular song that becomes the first to hit 1 billion views on YouTube. And in 2013, 23-year-old Ma Ayun of China was electrocuted when she answered a call on her iPhone 5 while it was charging. Apple said they would investigate the death. And Tom Ritter and Doug DePerry demonstrated how they could still hack into Verizon's femtocells to eavesdrop on texts, photos, and phone calls.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.